This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruswellis, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese and Joe Bruswellis on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. And our guest today is Travis Holman. How are you, Travis?
Doing great. Thank you.
And before we start, let's just define what the middle market is. Joe?
All right. The middle market is 200,000 firms that have revenues of between $10 million and $2 billion. Now, they employ one-third of the entire labor force, and they account for 40% of U.S. GDP. So it's a very important part of our overall economy, and Travis's firm is dead center in the middle of that.
So, Travis, let's talk about your business, because we're going to talk about lockers, yep. Then we're going to talk about what you're doing internationally, and we're going to talk about an unbelievable program you've built called Health for Your Culture, but we'll get there later on.
Okay.
But for now, I want to start out. There's a curse on the Cubs. They hadn't won in a lot of years, 110 years,
a long time, yeah.
And supposedly, you building the lockers, you had something to do with them winning. I don't know if it's a rumor or not.
You know what? We built the lockers for the Cubs. The lockers are really old. Of course, stadium's really old there. We built them the year that they won. And we would take full credit for them winning the World Series.
So tell us, a sports business is unlike any other business, and you fill a really unique niche. How do you go about demonstrating the value proposition that you bring to either a team or a university?
You know, it's really funny. In the sports business, the biggest buyer of lockers, the people that spend the most money, are the universities.
Yeah.
They're going, the universities, I'm not going to get into what I think about it, but they've got a lot of money. They got more money than the NFL and everybody else does right now.
And the thing we want the listeners to know is that those locker rooms that you build, that's part of the recruiting process.
That is
part of the facilities. So it's instrumental to their value proposition, right?
So their value proposition is to bring lockers. And what people don't understand about lockers, it's just an easy thing, but it depends. Golf course, wherever you are, that's the only personal space you have inside of a building, inside of another person's business. So if you're playing football, if you're going to go to Texas Tech and they've got a great spot and you've got your iPad hookups and whatever, you've got a really cool spot to go to. If you go to another school, you don't have that. Your personal spot is different. So it's kind of like it's a unique thing to give a kid. And it's a unique recruiting tool that people don't think of. Well, now everybody's kind of catching on to it, but it gives them an opportunity. That's why the colleges spend so much. The pros, not as much, because they're paying their people and they don't need to. They'll give them more of a basic design, but usually our college sports spend over twice as much as like a pro team would do.
Well,
the same thing.
So tell me how a pro operation looks for your business, right? Is it a one-off, or are you considered a permanent contractor or permanent vendor who's going to improve those facilities over time?
Well, how we run our business is unique in our industry. We try to do contracts. And, for example, at Texas A&M, we do all of their stuff. So we make them a deal. What we do is we increase their warranty levels. We give them price reductions. And we give them – there's other things that we give them. We put it together in a package. And then we're able to go in and say, here's your package. Don't go out for bid for anything else. We're going to give you a 10-year warranty. We're going to give you lifetime warranties on these things. And we're able to create a unique value proposition for them, and which they have to sell to their Board of Regents. But we've been able to do that with a lot of very high-profile universities. And it makes their buying easier, and it gives them the opportunity to deal directly with the locker manufacturer and get the latest designs instead of going through architectural firms, because we'll actually do all their drawings and all their design work for them.
Let's talk strategy. So you grew up, your dad started the business in 1970s. Yes. You come in 2002. You completely changed the structure of the business. Talk about what's going through your mind, how you come up with the strategy, and you find this niche.
Well, you know, we were a racquetball and squash court manufacturer for a long time, and we got into lockers. And then in the 2000s, my dad was running it, and we got into all sorts of stuff. We got into cabinets, and we got into a bunch of other furniture and a bunch of other things, basically anything that we could manufacture. We got really diluted. And the company actually in 2008... I stepped away from the company for a few years. In 2008, 2009, they had a rough time. In 2011, I came back to the company. And
that was pretty intelligent. Good time to leave.
Good time to leave back, and come right? back, yeah. And I came back, and when I did, I bought the company, started my purchase in 2011, and took over. And then, you know, we just looked at what we were doing, and we were doing everything bad. We were making bad lockers. We were making bad cabinets. We were making bad furniture. We were making everything we weren't
filling. Low quality?
Not low quality, and the quality was always good, but the design wasn't good, and you know, we just trying to do everything for everybody. And so one day I just was out, and I was talking to some people, and I came back the next day, and I said, we're closing down these divisions, and we shut them down within like 2 weeks. And I said, we're just going to be the biggest. At that point in time, we were the third largest U.S. locker manufacturer for non-metal, and we were about a $6 million business. And we said, you know, we're going to just get rid of everything. And since then, we've had a tremendous growth. You know, today's 2018. We're going to top in the mid $65 million range now. And our biggest competitor is $4 million. So we've just totally dominated our industry. But it's a complete focus on one product, one thing. And then what we do is we've got a focus to make the best product you can make. So if it's designing new locks, new hinging, new whatever, we have a design team. We actually go out and work with our suppliers to design new product. And we'll walk through, I walked through the clubhouse here and saw something that I'd never seen before. I'm like taking pictures. I'm like, we're going to copy that. So we're always trying to make the best product possible. And because of our buying power now, we're able to really enhance what we can deliver to the customer. And at a very good value proposition today.
So you recently started your first foreign-bound operation. Can you walk us through that? Give insight, if you could, give insights to the CEOs out there who might be thinking about doing that exact same thing.
You know, we developed a lock. It's in SoulCycle and Equinox and Lifetime Fitness, and all those places have this lock that we developed. And we developed it years ago. It was being built by some partners in Taiwan, and that thing went sideways, and we kind of got stuck. And my dad was actually living part-time in Thailand, and we decided not to go to China because China doesn't really protect your intellectual property. And so we went to Thailand, started making it there, and then it just works out. The guy that we're making with, he started borrowing money and these loan sharks in Thailand. It sounds like a third world country, but that's what it is. And they were coming after him and kind of drowning his cash flow. And so we made a decision about 4 years ago to start a plant in Vietnam, which we just got the paperwork finally done after about 3 years of working on it about 4 months ago. And so we are an American company that actually owns a Vietnamese corporation, which is very unusual, very hard to get. But the Vietnamese is just great. There's no tariffs on that stuff right now. They've kind of stayed under the radar. They kind of just keep under the radar, and it's, you know, works good.
We have 2 minutes till break, but there's something that I know has been a real inspiration for you. You know, you grew up, and in third grade, your teacher said, oh, you're the dumbest kid in the class, and
that's right.
But it's somehow that was the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Talk about that.
Well, I grew up interesting. I had Leg Perthes disease, so I was in a wheelchair. And then in third grade, and I was still in a wheelchair, and the guy told I had couldn't read anything. And the girl said, I'm the dumbest kid ever. And you know what? It just kind of something just started. And I got out of the wheelchair about a year later. I was in it for 5 years. And I just said, hey, I can do something. And then what happened was I got to Jesuit High School up in Portland, Oregon. And I was a sophomore. I'll never forget, I was a sophomore in high school. And one of my football coaches is religion. And he said, hey, read this thing. And I looked at him and said, hey, I have dyslexia. I don't have to read in the class or whatever. And he didn't say a word after class. He said, listen, stay. I stayed. And he goes, you know, it's basically that's a bunch of crap in nice terms. And I'm going to make you read every single day. And don't make any excuses. And I had to read, that was like day two of the year, and I had to read every single day in his class all year. And it just taught me that all you have to do is really focus and get over it.
So how has that manifested itself in business specifically?
I think I'm very tenacious, and I really, really, it gives me a different perspective on people. You know, we have a lot of Hispanics, a lot of, you know, people that English isn't their first language, and when they don't get something, I understand that they might not get it, and they might be dyslexic, and English is their second language. What a difficult thing that is. We never think about stuff like that. So I think I give people a little bit of a big benefit of the doubt. And also, we're really focused on education and making sure that people have a way to better themselves. And it might be, you know, like I said, if they're Hispanic and English is their second language and they're dyslexic, it's, they could be in some tough spaces, and we got to understand those spaces and help them get out of it.
Okay, we're about to take a break. What is the website if someone wants to look you up?
Holman.com, H-O-L-L-M-A-N.com.
We're about to take a break. Back in a few.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, I'm Joe Bruzuelas, back here with the Middle Market Transformative CEO Radio Show. We're with Travis Holman. You have something called Holman Helps inside of your company. Take some time to tell the market what that is and what role it plays in your firm.
Okay, this is, I think, one of the, this is the thing we're most proud of at our firm. I'll give you the whole story, it'll take 5 minutes maybe, but about 2 years ago, I'm doing payroll checks at the end with bonuses for Christmas. And I'm looking at what we're paying our people, our hourly people, most of the plan. I'm looking at their bonuses. And then I go down and I'm making all my contributions to all my charitable contributions. And it just kind of made me sick. I said, why aren't we helping our people out? So I figured, I need to figure out how to help our people. And then what happened was everybody talks about these transformation, these transformative companies and companies with purpose, and people want to do stuff as crazy as, hey, let's all go, our company wants to save a whale or whatever. Well, I really was thinking about it. I said, what does the company really want? What's going to give people a real purpose to be here? What really matters to people? What do they want? And I'm looking at these people standing all day, making $8, $10, $12 an hour, and they're doing it every day, relentlessly. And so I'm thinking, I've got all this on my mind. Then I went to a leadership thing with Richard Branson, which is a friend of mine. We sat there, him and I, and a couple of people for 5 days talking about stuff, and it was just education. And then finally, we just started talking it through. So what we've done is we've created a program that anybody that works for us can go to college for free. They don't ever have to graduate college. They can take a class. They can take gym class. They can take photography. They can take whatever they want as long as they're bettering themselves. Now, they do have to go to class, and they do have to maintain a certain grade level. But they can do whatever they want and just to better themselves. But that wasn't the important part. The important part is if their spouses can go, but the really important part is their kids can go. By letting their kids go, this father or mother that's making, 50 years old, making $12 an hour working in a manufacturing plant, has a purpose. They are going to get their kids educated for free. And their kids, I've got like five girls. I've got 80-some-odd people in college right now. I've got five girls. They don't even work there. They're all going for their nursing degree. They will be nurses. They will be middle-class people. Their family now is working for something bigger than themselves, and they're looking to create they're looking to get out of poverty, out of the spot that they're in. Their hard work, their effort is going to lead to something in the future. And by not giving it to their kids, you're not helping them. By allowing their kids to go, I've had people that come up and hug me. They're like, my kid got a GED. He dropped out of school 5 years ago. Now he's back in college again. And it's just that thing. So we're, all these big leaders talk about how to change the world, right? Maybe I'm not that big of a leader, but I know how we're going to change our community and our people around there. We are going to touch, we've done the math. We can send over 1,000 people per semester to college just based on the numbers of our 250 employees. I mean, it just gets big. And then they can go to school forever. There's no stipulation on it. I didn't want to say, you got to go get a 2-year degree or 4-year degree or whatever. They can go to school for 10 years as long as they're becoming better people and they're learning and they're actively becoming a better part of society. We don't care how long they're in school for. We're going to pay for it, and we're going to push it forward. And what that's done is it's united everybody together, and it's given the people in the plant a purpose that is so different than nothing about than saving a whale or going out and, you know, doing a charity thing where you go out and work in a food kitchen or whatever, which a lot of people, that's great stuff. But this is, they're working so their kids can be educated. They're working for their kids can do something better in life than they can do. And that's extremely powerful.
Okay, so I don't use this word lightly. That is a remarkable initiative with far-reaching impact. One of the few times I've ever heard of that. I'm just wondering, you know, there's 600,000 leaders listening into this. Just talk about how do the economics of something like that work? How can you afford when you get someone who's an hourly worker to pay for their college?
They don't necessarily work, but, you know, we're private.
Because a lot of the people, they're not even working. It's their dependents. How could you afford to do something like this? And I'm wondering if there are other people listening in, if they could afford to do something, because the impact is tremendous. It's geometric growth.
It's got to be, you got to understand, like, Holmanic is my company. So if I spend $100,000 on this, it's $100,000 my wife and I don't take home. But at the end of the day, when's enough enough? You know, I believe in capitalism, but what's capitalism? What's making the money if you can't help people out that are around you? I mean, it's silly. Do I want to make $20 million a year? Who cares?
It's almost like that part of capitalism we forgot when Henry Ford wanted to pay his workers enough to buy the product, right?
Right. It's the same thing. Yes, I can, you know, how big is Holman going to get? I mean, we do make incredibly great profits, but if I can't go out and help everybody with me, do I just take them home?
Right.
You know, I don't know. And we decided not to. I mean, we are very committed to this. I can tell you this, that our productivity is up, mistakes are down, everything else. I don't know if that's a byproduct or people feeling proud. I know that
you'd think would happen.
They hug you when you come through the plant. They're excited. I get all the time that they're so proud of their kids. Most of them are kids that don't work for us, by the way, that go to this program, and they're just so proud of everything. And so it's just neat. But you got to make a commitment. You know, when's enough financially for you? What are you going to do with it, and how are you going to change the world? I mean, and all the big guys, you know, all of those guys are doing it. I mean, look at Gates is giving away billions of dollars. He's trying to change everything he can. I'm not Gates, but we're going to change the people that matter the most, and those are our people that work for us. And hopefully they'll change other people, and it'll grow. And the nice thing is maybe we end up with some engineers out of it or some more highly trained people that will run our factories in the future because we don't know where the factory is going to end. We've heard this thing about robotics for 20 years. It's still not there. But maybe it's robotics in 10 years, and then these jobs are obsolete, but the educated jobs are still going to be there.
You know? Bring that in. You've about 1 minute left, and I know Joe has an important question.
All right, so we're going to end this on a real high note.
Good.
You're more than just a producer. You're a brand.
We are.
You, your firm, your wife.
Yes.
What's it like to live in that world and to operate a business in that world?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, obviously my wife, you guys probably know my wife's on The Real Housewives. So it's interesting. I had a person that sent me an email the other day that said she wanted me to do a charity for her and she needed $100,000. That was yesterday. You get customers that are like, they see the spending on TV or whatever and they're disillusioned. But the interesting thing by doing this Holman Helps thing, this was just a byproduct. This was not a thought process. But everybody at Holman knows that we have their back. So even if they go out and see my wife and I spending money or doing something crazy on TV, they feel good about what they're doing. They feel good about working for us because they're helping their kids and they're helping themselves. So it's a really unique dichotomy. But being a brand is different. I mean, it's being in the limelight is different. It's everybody's scrutinizes the living daylights out of you. Twitter's a bad place.
And on that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese, and we're here on the CEO Show with Melissa Reif. How are you, Melissa?
I am very well, Robert. Nice to be talking with you.
And Melissa is the CEO of The Container Store. So, Melissa, The Container Store, I think, has won the award or the validation of being 100 best companies to work for in America 19 straight years, I think more than anyone, and you've certainly been in the top 10 more than anyone. Talk about what your model is and how that translates into being this great company to work for.
Well, Robert, I think it really begins with just recognizing that people are the most important thing, specifically our employees. And we always want to treat them with respect and kindness and a work environment, provide a work environment for them that they're excited about getting up and coming to work, that it's a secure place, it's a safe place. They are free to speak up and speak to anyone at any time about anything. We create a culture of it's okay to make a mistake. You know, just pick yourself up by your bootstraps and try again. I think particularly in this retail environment, it's very important in this, you know, rapidly changing world and rapidly changing retail environment that we encourage our employees to do that, to spread their wings. It's okay, as I said, to make a mistake as long as you learn from it. I mean, that's the most important thing. And I think our employees, you know, they really appreciate that. They embrace that. We work a lot of hours, and they want to be part of a company and a culture that really wants everybody to be successful. Everybody's got everybody's back. But it's not easy to create that culture. You've got to be aware of it. It's got to be top of mind. You've got to choose to treat each other with kindness and respect. But I think that and many other reasons are why we have been on Fortune's list for 19 consecutive years. And we are proud of that, and it helps us in many ways.
Tell me a unique practice you have in building the culture that maybe other people don't use. And we have 600,000 CEOs and entrepreneurs listening in, and they all want to hear of great new ideas. So what's an example of one that you do?
Well, I think it really does begin with our foundation principles that were created back in 1978 when the company was originated. And they're not seven principles that, you know, are on a plaque sitting down in our atrium or in the break room of every store. They're seven principles that we live by, that we live and breathe every single day. And one of them is particularly unique and special to me, which is communication is leadership. And I had the real privilege and the honor of that being kind of inducted several years ago as our seventh foundation principle. And what that really means, again, is creating an environment of transparency and security and encourage our customers to really think about practicing that consistent and reliable and effective and thoughtful and predictable. And predictable means you can count on somebody to respond when you have a question and to communicate. And courteous communication and compassionate communication. And that's not easy to do every single day. It's exhausting. And at the end of the day, you're tired of talking. But it really keeps everyone informed. It keeps everyone understanding our goals and our objectives and where we're heading, what their marching orders are, how they can contribute, and how they can be accountable. And to me, you know, I think the word accountability seems to be overused, but not in our company, because accountability,
I want to interrupt you on that word accountability. Give me, what was one time when someone did something and you said, boy, they were really accountable, they were living that principle, I didn't expect that?
Oh, wow, it happens every single day, and I'm not being tried about that, Robert. I mean, we've got a company leadership team of 19 people that are committed to developing their team and to communicating everything that they possibly can from our company leadership team meetings. Following those meetings that we have usually once every 3 weeks, they go back and communicate to their team and hold a meeting. I have an executive leadership team meeting every single Monday. They go back and communicate the points from that meeting to their team. I have what's called a quarterly coffee chat with our entire company. It's Melissa's Coffee Chat, and that's every quarter where all of our stores Skype in and they ask questions and I answer any and everything. Nothing's off the table. And I'm accountable. There's a perfect example. I'm accountable for that. I feel a tremendous responsibility to all of our stakeholders, not just our employees, but our vendors and our certainly our customers, our communities, and, yes, our shareholders. And that accountability, I believe, you know, permeates throughout our entire organization. But we talk about it a lot. We live and breathe it. And that has to do with communication is leadership and caring enough to follow up with people and hold them accountable and get into the details. You know, that's a real fine line for a leader I've learned, particularly now in the CEO role, because prior to this, I was president and COO for many years, and I have always loved and had, I think, the capacity to be very strategic, but to also get into the details appropriately. And as CEO, that has been a little bit of a challenge trying to navigate that, because, you know, there are more demands on your time. There's more responsibility, more accountability.
How do you do that without, how do you do that, the fine line of not micromanaging, but jumping in episodically into details?
Yeah, I think it has to do with judgment. And I think if you ask my leadership team, they would tell you that, yes, I do ask a lot of questions. And I do so, though, in a very, I think, a very positive way, a very...
Do you ask those more one-on-one with people or in a group? What's your style that works?
It's both. Because we have an environment, or we certainly try to always have an environment of security and again, safety, so that people don't, you know, they embrace the transparency, and it's okay. We're not pointing fingers. We're trying to all just be successful for all stakeholders. So I ask questions in a group. I ask questions one-on-one. I actually, this last 3 months, I have been speaking one-on-one with every single employee in our technology department, for example, to try to listen and learn, because technology, you know, that is, you talk about rapidly changing. It's crazy, and we have to stay ahead of that as best as we possibly can, along with everything else.
Let's go into that. Technology, in retail, what role is technology playing right now in retail? What are you doing so you could be ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I think technology is playing a role, obviously, in all industries, and particularly for the retail industry, whether it's, you know, AI, artificial intelligence has been around forever, but it is becoming more and more ingrained in our day-to-day. For us, we are trying to definitely and have been leveraging more digital marketing in everything we're doing versus traditional marketing, and that is certainly working. We are trying to create a customer experience that is obviously exceptional on every way, but makes it convenient for the customer to shop when he or she wants to and however she wants to. We're trying to compete with, you know, Amazon and all the immediate delivery of their goods. We just recently redesigned our flagship North Park Dallas store, took us about a year. We started this a year ago, March, and we put in that store 18 screens that show content, that some of them are interactive for the customer, that talk about solutions, talk about how we can help them accomplish their projects. We also put in that store what we call the Organization Studio, which is something brand new for us that we're testing and learning. And that means that a customer can go online and schedule an appointment. And online, prior to coming in the store for the appointment, they can talk about what project they're working on. They can send pictures back and forth to our designer, and we work with them. And that way, then when they come in the store, we can say, hey, here's your solution. Here's several options for the solution for your kids' room or your pantry or whatever the, you know, the storage space that they're trying to maximize and make the most of their home. So I think technology, it's a biggie. I think every retailer and every industry continues to know the importance of it, and we're certainly right there with them.
You've 1 minute before break. What is the biggest technology that you think will change retail over the next decade?
Well, I do. As I said, I think artificial intelligence is huge. I think as it relates to the customer, the user experience, I know I'm very proud of the fact that we're doing more and more of that, whether it's with our website or whatever, really digging into the user experience, what they want, what they need. I also have been reading a lot about this whole human-to-computer voice, and I'm not sure where that's going to take us, but that seems to be something that, you know, is going to be the future for sure, and I've been reading more and more about that. You know, chat box is a form of AI. I honestly, we're just trying to really navigate and stay on top of it, and I think it's going to continue to certainly evolve.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Melissa Reif, the CEO of The Container Store. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this user experience, the customer experience, and how they understand what people are really looking for. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we are back with Melissa Reif, who is the CEO of the Container Store. So before we talk about the customer experience and the user experience, just give a snapshot. I know you've about 92 stores of, from your perspective as CEO, what is the brand, the Container Store, about?
I think the best way to answer that question, Robert, is to share, you know, our vision and our purpose. And we want to be a beloved brand and provide our customers with all of their storage and organization solutions and services. And, you know, our purpose is to help our customers accomplish their projects, make the most of their space, and make the most of their home. And by doing that, I passionately believe that it will simplify their life. I think it will improve the quality of their life and save them time. And we continue to be, you know, starved for time. That is why convenience in the retail world is so important. And with our redesign of our North Park flagship store, we have made it easier through our visual presentations, the layout of the store, the technology that we're offering. We've made it easier for them to shop and accomplish their projects. And we're getting positive feedback on that.
Okay, well, congratulations, and I know when I shop there, I always love it. It's almost like being at Disney in a way. I want to ask you, is everyone there organized? You have 5,000 people. Do you hire people who are not just naturally nice and naturally organized?
You know, when we always just look for great, great people that, yes, have a passion for retail, a passion for people, a passion for service, that really want to connect with the customer. And I'm glad to hear you say that it's kind of like Disney in our store. I hope so, because, you know, customer service is, I feel, in many retail environments, you don't get a lot of it. You don't feel that connection with whoever is helping you. And we want and always want to be able to capitalize on that differentiator, one of many differentiators we have. But I do feel hiring great people, training them well, paying them well, creating a store environment that's fun, happy, Disney-like, air of excitement, which is one of our foundation principles. All of that is important. And then you add to it convenience. A lot of our customers now, sometimes they want to get in and out. They want to come in and say, hey, I want that project solved. I want that presentation, that display, and we can do that for them fast, too. Or if they want to spend more time and talk about several different closet spaces that they want to design, we can do that, too. We've just got to have the right people, the great people that are happy to be there and happy to help our customers.
So when you're hiring people, I know you do more training by far, like 400 times what the industry averages, even way more than that. But how do you, when you're interviewing people, how do you know that someone is going to be a great person who connects with customers? Are there questions you ask? Do you look in their eyes? What's the secret to that?
It's all of the above, and it goes back to really judgment. And to me, it goes back to being thorough. I mean, we've got a bit of a reputation, I know, for, oh, my gosh, since the Container Store hires less than, I don't know what it is, 3 or 4 or 5% of their applicants, they really put you through the grind with the interviews. And I always tell people, you know, it's not about that at all. It's about making and caring about the individual. This is their life. This is their career. I cannot interview one person and feel like I have enough information to make the right decision. So I always call it, I don't like to call it an interview. I like to call it a visit because they're learning about us. It's my responsibility to share as much as I can about our company so that they make a good decision as well. And so I always feel like at least, you know, have three or four or five or six people talk with this person, if possible. We can't do that probably for every single position. But we certainly try to get more than just one person making a decision on whether this is the right person. And we make it very interactive. We ask very poignant questions. We try to make it as relaxed and comfortable for the candidate as we can be. And then if it's, because this is not for everybody, you know, and that's fine.
What's a pointed question? What's a pointed question? What's an example of one? Like a tough question you'd ask someone.
It's everything from, you know, what do you like to do for fun? What are you passionate about? How would you handle this specific situation with a customer that maybe comes into the store and is returning a product and unhappy with it? How would you handle that? How would you react? And then again, if it's a position in our distribution center, those questions are obviously different. If it's a candidate for an office position, then those questions are different. But the point is, and you know, we've all seen kind of the standard, quote, interview questions, and we use some of those as well, but we also use our intuition and our judgment, Johnny, on the spot.
Okay, let's shift back over to the customer experience, the user experience. So how do you find out what customers are really wanting today, and in a fast-changing digital world with augmented reality, virtual reality, how do you find out what customers will want tomorrow so you could plan ahead?
Yeah. You know, Robert, when I accepted this role a little over 2 years ago, one of the first decisions that I and our team made was to partner with a third party and to really do deep consumer insights, deep customer insights work. You know, for many, 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 many years, as I said, we turned 40 this past July, we always knew what our customer wanted, or we certainly thought so. Now, we did a lot of research. We listened a lot, but we really didn't do a deep dive consumer insight project work, and we did that, and we listened, and we dug, and we asked a lot of questions, and we learned a lot. And so now we have in place how we're going to utilize that project work, utilize that information. I've hired some new talent to our team in the areas of strategy and analytics. We have an incredible database. We're using our data much, 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 much more. But retail is about, you know, it's about data and art combined. I also, we added a new talent in our merchandising and planning area that is really bringing a lot to what the customer experience is like, what she wants, how she wants it, what our website should be. You know, we have a thriving online business. It's about 15% of our revenue, so it's not like some other retailers where it's 40%, because, you know, we sell solutions. We help our customers accomplish projects, and we do design closets online, but we obviously prefer them, you know, to come in our store. But we want to make every user experience take the information that we've learned, continue to build on it, and we do that through employee surveys and all this work that we did with the third party that really, really helps us.
Okay. Give me one sentence on what the future of the Container Store will be.
We will continue to dominate the category of storage and organization that was created back in 1978, helping our customers accomplish their projects, maximize their space, and make the most of their home.
And there you go. It all comes back to the home. Great having you on the CEO show. And I do want to say, you said the sentence that retail is about data and art combined. And everyone think about that. A pleasure having you on the CEO show, Melissa.
Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate your interest.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.